Mr. Ong Yi Kang, rather bizarrely, said that SDP's proposals don't have a snowball's chance of contributing to Singapore. I'm not sure whether he's referring to a snowball in hell or a snowball in Greenland. The truth is probably closer to the snowball in Greenland. Now, don't believe me or take my word just like that. Go to ChatGPT or DeepSeek and ask them this question. Which of the SDP policies were adopted by the PAP and what was the time lag? I did that. And the answers are very striking. The AI came up with a list. Universal healthcare, abolition of streaming, a living wage, environmental sustainability, and a few others, with a time lag of 10 to 15 years. Like I said, don't take my word for it. Go and try it for yourself. And I think you will find, don't worry, you won't be popped if it's AI doing it. I think you will find that Mr. Ong's snowball is in Greenland, that the SDP snowball is slowly gathering strength, building momentum, and will grow into a major force on Saturday with your help. There is much that we can do for Bukit Panjang and for Singapore, but we have to do it together. As an opposition party outside Parliament, we can only make proposals and advocate for reform and wait for our ideas to be copied or watered down by the ruling party. As Gandhi is reported to have said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win.
Another project that I'm going to undertake is to organise, as I promised, town hall meetings. I will divide the constituency into four quadrants, and I will hold a town hall meeting in each quadrant on a fortnightly basis, so that by the end of the second month, I will have met many of you and getting to know the major concerns and issues that you have. And thereafter, we will do these town halls as an estate. During these town halls, I will keep you updated on upgrading projects as well as town council plans, both ongoing and those in the pipeline. I will also discuss with you policies that you are concerned about, both at the national level as well as those more specific to Sembawang West. Now, at a rally speech, Ms. Poh misrepresented what I said. She said that I would organize these town hall meetings in place of Meet the People sessions. Or so she implied. I want to make it abundantly clear that I will hold town hall meetings not in place of, but on top of the usual Meet the People sessions, which will continue on a weekly basis. In fact, for those of you who are available only during the day because you might be working at night, or if you need to stay at home with the children in the evenings, I will make myself available to see you during the day. By the first quarter of my taking over Sembawang West, that is by August, I would have finished writing chapter one.
The PAP can laugh at us. The PAP can look down on us. They can call us dreamers. But remember this, every big change started because someone dared to say, enough. Enough of playing it safe. Enough of pretending everything is okay. Enough of waiting for someone else to save us, because it is time to save ourselves. My friends, my fellow Singaporeans, my dear Bukit Panjang voters, If you want a future where Singapore is still strong, still proud, still leading the world, you must dare to change. If you want your children to have real opportunities, you must dare to challenge the old ways. If you want a parliament that fights for your jobs, your future, your dignity, you must dare to vote differently. We fight with brains. We fight with heart. We fight for you.
Healthcare is another critical issue. When someone falls sick in Singapore, their first worry is often not their health, but the cost. That's totally unacceptable too. So we propose universal healthcare, a single-payer model where no Singaporean has to fear not being able to pay when they need treatment. Because we believe that you should be focused on healing, not hospital bills. Now, yesterday, Ong Ye Kung, Ong Ye Kung dismissed our proposals as mere populist, claiming that we don't have a snowball's chance. Let me tell you something. What they call populism, we call it putting people first. And when we talk about integrity and trust, we must talk about one man, Dr. Paul Tembaya. Candidate for Bukit Panjang. He is not just a globally respected expert on infectious diseases. He is a man of compassion and courage. Dr. Paul Tembaya is not here for titles. I can assure you that. He is here for you, for Singapore's future. A future where every Singaporean, young and old, has hope, security, and a voice.